It's time for Bicentennial Biographies, brought to you as a public service of the Chautauqua County Historical Society. John Walter Spencer was born on June 12, 1843 in Cherry Valley, New York, but soon afterward his parents moved to Westfield. Spencer grew up on the family farm and attended the local school. As is the case even today, there was simply too much work to do on the farm for a family member to leave in order to receive a proper education in agriculture. As a result, the New York State Agriculture College at Cornell University established its Extension Department. Spencer felt that he could provide assistance to the new department and became a member of the staff in 1896. Soon after joining the college, Spencer began the publication of the Farmers Reading Course Bulletins and the Natural Study Leaflets for the public schools. Both were carried on by Correspondence Plan, and it was found to be a genuine practical value for both young students and farmers alike. Soon, the farmers who were receiving the reading course and returning discussion papers were numbered by the thousands, and more than 25,000 children had signed up to become junior naturalists. The lessons prepared by Spencer for the pupils in the schools strove to help the children better understand agriculture. They were encouraged to write to Uncle John, as Spencer had become known, about what they saw and to ask questions concerning things they wished to know of the living, growing world about them. For several years, the number of letters received from his nieces and nephews were more than 30,000 a year. Uncle John not only wrote to the children, he visited and talked to them in their schools, generally at their urgent invitation. And once each year, when children from Chautauqua County were invited to Cornell for a day, it was not the picnic on the campus nor the various things to be seen in the building which held the foremost place in their thoughts, but meeting with Uncle John. At the age of 65, Spencer retired from his work at Cornell. He died 4 years later on October 24, 1912, in Ithaca. Bicentennial Biographies has been brought to you as a public service by the Chautauqua County Historical Society throughout 2011 to celebrate the county's 200th birthday. To learn more about local history, visit McClurgMuseum.org or contact your local historical society.